From the Crossbreed Holster Studios, this is Armed American Radio. Radio. Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed Americans for 8 years running. Now, from the safest studio in the nation and filling your prescription for freedom in hundreds of cities, here is Mark Walters.
I can't really say this is the safest radio studio in America right now because I don't have national reciprocity. I don't have reciprocity with the state of Minnesota, which is an issue when it affects you personally. That's why these things matter. That's why this legislation is so important. Some of you have been sending me emails about a video from a somewhat well-known trainer talking about why he doesn't support national reciprocity. I will probably tackle that later in the week, but I think I'll put that out on the Monster Show because that trainer, who will go nameless right now, won't like my response. Let's just say that he's painfully misinformed, and I'll leave it at that right now. Let me just clear something up for you. National reciprocity is not a national license issued to you by the government that they can take away. It's not that. And people who tell you that it is are painfully, painfully misinformed. I don't care who they are or what their title is. So we'll tackle that. Those of you sending me the emails, I do appreciate it very much. You know who you are. Should you care to engage, Mark at armedamericanradio.org. I want to say a big thank you to all of the staff at 1280 AM The Patriot. We are here now for what I believe, we can't figure it out. I guess 6 years probably is a safe number. We'll say 6 years. Running now live at the AM 1280 The Patriot booth here on Sunday as the fair winds down on Sunday evenings here. Temperature dropped a little bit. We are in Minneapolis, Minnesota. It's great here at the fair, and I love coming up here every single year. It's an awful lot of fun. Hour one, man, oh, man, you got Alan Gottlieb in here. We covered a tremendous amount of ground with the great Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, in segments 1, 2, 3, and 4 of that first hour. Of course, I'm also joined right now by General Lee Michaels. General Lee Michaels, how you doing?
I'm here, man. Thanks.
I love that. I'm sorry. I got to go there. Are you okay with that? It's all of a sudden it's politically incorrect to call somebody General Lee, so I'm going to be politically incorrect.
Yeah, I thought I was going to have to drop the Lee and just go like Madonna and be Michaels.
Yeah, well, just change your name and be Michaels. Oh, Michaels. Just call yourself Michaels. No,
you
don't
like
want to do
that. Madonna.
Stay with Lee and put the General in front of it. We love it.
You can always call me General Lee.
You are in command of this 1280 AM The Patriot ship, so we will call you General Lee Michaels. Great to have you here, and thank you for everything, Lee.
Thanks, brother.
Always fun. And hour two, A.W.R. Hawkins was in rare form. Wasn't he, Lee?
Yeah, he's always phenomenal. I had a chance to sit with him at the USCCA dinner at SHOT Show.
Yeah, that's right. And boy, he was bringing it today. I can't wait to go back and listen to
that. He was fired up.
He was fired up. I don't know what he was doing, but boy, I'll tell you what. You know, when you talk about freedom with A.W.R. Hawkins, he takes it personally. That's why he's an award-winning journalist over at our good friends at Breitbart.com. You know, the alt-right people, right?
Don't get me started on that. I'll get fired up.
Well, there's never been an alt-right until the media made it up.
They're not conservatives.
No, and I don't want to speak about the media today. I'll get way off base and go in a different direction. But this hour is going to be, we're going to change things up a little bit, going to be an awful lot of fun. An individual that you've never heard on the program before, but you've heard them on the program before, but you've never heard him on the program before, but you've heard them on the program before. Let me explain what that means. Bo Dobosensky, welcome to the program, brother. Great to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
You work for who?
I work for a company called Sealed Mindset Training.
Ah, Sealed Mindset. That's our resident, Armed American Radio's resident Navy SEAL, Larry Yatch, who founded Sealed Mindset a number of years ago right here in the Twin Cities in Minneapolis, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Sir is my father. You don't have to call me sir.
Okay.
It's great to have you here, Bo. We're going to have some fun with you because you got a really cool background. And I can't wait to talk about it. Former military.
Yes. I was in the United States Army. I spent 4 years from 2000 to 2004.
And you had a really cool job.
Yes, I was a Sentinel and Assistant Relief Commander at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier in Arlington National Cemetery.
Now, if you've ever been to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier in Washington, that is got to be one of the most powerful visits. That's the most powerful thing there is to see, of course, in Virginia and Washington, D.C. I mean, I think you would agree with me. That's a
yes.
Very powerful place to go to.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It invokes a lot of emotion. And you stood there. Tell us exactly what you did, because I want people to get the theater of the mind. If you've never been there, what would we call you?
The technical term is Sentinel.
Okay.
And
what would the layman call you? Oh, you're the guy that guards the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier.
Yeah, the guy's walking in front of the tomb.
And you do that. You were one of those individuals that did that.
Yes, sir.
That is unbelievable because I've been there a million times, and I'm fascinated by watching you guys do that job. No matter how hot it is, no matter how cold it is, no matter what the weather is, no matter what time of day or night, you literally walk that. What's the distance that you walk?
It's 63-foot mat. I have 1,200 miles on a 63-foot mat.
1,200 miles. So, and you did it for how long?
I was there for about 2.5 years.
Wow, that is unbelievable, man. That is really cool. Thank you for doing that.
Thank you.
That's the real deal, Bo.
It was really an amazing honor, and we were, you know, we always, it was a very stressful job. There's, you know, multiple thousand people that come and see every single changing of the guard. And, yeah, every weather condition you can think of. So summertime is an example. We're here in Minnesota in the summertime. It's very nice right now. In Washington, it gets quite a bit hotter.
Right.
And so when we talk about standing outside in Washington, we're wearing steam-pressed winter wool uniforms on white marble, wearing leather shoes with wooden soles with metal cheaters in the bottom.
And in 90-plus degree heat and really equivalent humidity. And anybody who's ever been to Northern Virginia and Washington, D.C. knows that.
Oh, yeah, it's quite amazing. In fact, you usually have to have anywhere from 2 to 3 uniforms prepared for the day on days like that because you'll sweat one out about halfway into the day and then have to wear a new one for the balance of the day. So by the time the day's over, you're repairing 2 uniforms after the day.
The discipline that it would take to do that, I obviously not very many people are cut out for that.
No, it's a very high failure rate. The year that I was there, we had 50 applicants and we took 2.
Wow, no kidding.
Yeah, so it's really challenging.
Can I ask you the novice question. How do you do it?
Well, the way the training works, it takes about 6 months, and the training consists of 3 pieces. It's outside performance, uniform preparation, and knowledge of Arlington and the history of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. And it's very obscure stuff as well as very mainstream stuff. But outside performance, to give you an example, when you get all the way to the end, so we'll skip to the end, when you test for your badge, you get what are called gigs. So you get 2 mistakes for everything. And when I talk about everything, that's how did you go from the quarters up to the line? How did you do your weapons inspection? How did you do the coming on? Your time while you're marching? If you stepped on a line wrong, and when I mean step on a line, I mean when you walk up, you toe a line. But I can't look at the line. I just have to know where the line is. Mm-hmm. And I can't go over the line. That's not right. I can't be under the line. I have to touch the line. And that could be a gig. If I didn't get my 21s right when I was standing on the mat while I was walking, if my angles were off on my rifle, it's extreme. It's well over 100 different areas that you could get gigged on in a 30-minute walk.
Now, do you have someone monitoring you at all times, on every shift, at all times?
Yes, there's cameras up at all times. There's also whoever's responsible for the changing of the guard that day, the relief commander. They're responsible to be watching at all times what's going on up top. So when you have a relief working, you know, your different sentinels, your walkers are walking at different times, but that relief commander is constantly paying attention to what's going on. And so for that full 24-hour shift, he's always awake, he's always working, he's always watching what's happening on top.
This is going to be kind of like the, you know, a lot of people ask the dopey question, does the light really go out in the refrigerator when you close the door? And I've heard it from people. As I'm sitting, I've heard other people talk about it. I've heard children ask their parents, do they really do this when there's nobody here in the middle of the night at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Yes.
Never stops.
No, it keeps going. There's always somebody out there.
No matter what the weather's doing.
No, in fact, there was a hurricane that came up, and they didn't stop what they were doing. They made their area a little bigger to have more protection, but they kept going.
An honor to do it.
Absolutely.
Incredible stuff, man. Wow, that is really neat. That's really something. I'm really glad you're here.
Thank you.
Very few people get to talk to somebody that does that. Now, what years did you do this? When were you?
I was there from 2000 and little before 2002 started all the way through 2004.
I have probably seen you out there and didn't even know it at the time.
Could be.
Many, many times. That is really neat. How many people now do this for a 24-hour? I'm just curious. How many people are on shift all the time? Total of you, how many are there total?
Well, it all depends on what's called the strength of the relief. So there's 3 reliefs that work, and they have alternating schedules so that everybody gets a little bit of time off. And everybody works what's called a fireman schedule. So you're on for 24, off for 24, on for 24, off for 24, on for 24. Then you get 4 days off. Mm-hmm. And so you get the 3 relief cycle in between that. And then the size of the relief is all dependent upon, well, how many people can pass the badge test. And so at one point in time, I had a relief as big as 7, and I've had reliefs as small as 3.
I've never understood. I've seen you guys many, many, many times, and it fascinates me how you maintain that composure. That composure has got to be one of the biggest parts of your training. Is that right?
Yes, it's really hard, and a lot of people can't do that. But we spend a lot of time trying to help the guys learn how to just stay focused.
Wow, that's something else. 30 seconds before we take a break, I'll leave it with this. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about some of the things that you do now, because now you're teaching people and you're educating people. And that's a big part of this show is education, of course, information, and entertainment for responsibly armed Americans. I want to go into some of the education aspect of it with you now. You've got some DVDs here. You've got a couple, some of your workbooks here. Let's go through some of it when we come back. Fair enough?
Great.
Awesome. When we come back, oh, man, Bo Dobosinski, really cool stuff. Fun to talk with you. We'll be right back on Armed American Radio, live from the Minnesota State Fair on the Midway at 1280 AM, the Patriot Booth. Back right after this. Don't go away.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The Six Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
I'd like to share with you the story of a true American hero today. This is the story of a man named Buddy. Now, Buddy is an Army vet who spent his life defending his country and his fellow man. But when Buddy needed help, the screwed up legal system turned on him and threw him in jail, simply for defending his family. You see, when his daughter's angry ex-boyfriend showed up on Buddy's doorstep with a gang of thugs, he did what any responsibly armed American would do. He protected his family. But when the cops showed up, they arrested him. That's when Buddy called the USCCA, because he knew that his membership gave him exclusive access to a network of pro Second Amendment attorneys, upfront funding for bail and legal fees, and the peace of mind that someone was on his side. The USCCA got Buddy back to his daughter, wife, and life, and they can do the same for you. Visit armedandresponsible.com to see their world-class training and resources, as well as their invaluable self-defense coverage. As an added bonus, when you activate your membership, you'll get a free entry to win today's gun, so you too can be prepared to defend yourself and your loved ones. Again, that's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive, and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Yes, you are indeed. Yes, you are on the Minnesota State Fairgrounds having a great time. I'm talking with Bo Dobosinski. Bo, during the break, you know, some of the best radio is the radio the listener never gets to hear. So I like to bring that back, okay? We talk training all the time, but what you did is one of the coolest things. I don't think I've ever had it. I mean, that's like ranks right up there with the top of the coolest guests we've ever had on the show.
Thank you.
And having been there and experienced what you guys do at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier so many times over the years, there are some questions I have to ask you, and you gave some answers during the break that listeners absolutely have to hear. The composure training that you go through.
Yeah.
Obviously very difficult. Not everybody cut out for it.
Yes.
Okay. But you're still human.
Yes.
You still itch. Your eyeball will itch.
Yes.
You still have to cough.
Yes.
You still hear things. You still get distracted. You still have to scratch things. How do you do it?
It's a lot of time really screwing it up when you're a new guy, and you work really hard at it. In fact, the worst one for that just body-wise itch was you get that one bead of sweat that runs right down your back.
Right.
Just awful, and you just have to stand there and deal with it.
Mind over matter.
Mm-hmm.
Really comes into play.
Yep. The cough, too. Same thing. Just got to stand there and deal with it.
I go to whatever the war movie was from years ago, and what's his name with a scar on his face? I think it was Apocalypse. Not Apocalypse Now. It was something like that. And he says, take the pain. Shut up. Just take the pain. Take the pain. Deal with it.
Yeah.
Essentially, right?
Just deal with it.
Okay. How nervous were you the first time you stepped out there, the first time in front of all those? How many people do those stands hold there at Arlington?
You get a ballpark 2,000 people per guard change.
Per guard change.
Yes.
This goes in no matter what the weather is doing.
Yes.
It's per guard change. Were you petrified the first time you walked out there, regardless of your training?
Yes. And then so I got out there, and you have to compete for the first time to go out, right? So you're a bunch of new guys. You're all trying to compete for the slot. So I won, and I'm going out for my first close walk, and it's a guard change into the clothes. Everybody's supposed to leave afterwards.
Right, right.
And I get out there, and the guard change goes through, and everything goes fine. And I get out onto the mat, and as I step out on the mat and turn one way, my belt literally pops off of my coat. And so here it is. It's my first time out. There's 2,000 people watching me, and my uniform literally fails in front of this crowd. And I just remember going, I have no idea what to do now.
What did you do?
I just, when they started to walk, I heard them walk. And Sentinels, actually, we communicate to each other in ways that people don't know. One of the ways is through scratching the ground.
Okay.
And so my two Sentinels saw what had happened. The other two that were up there, my squad leader and another Sentinel saw what happened. And so they start scratching the ground saying, like, hey, pay attention. We're coming. We're coming. And I managed to go through, but then I was supposed to wait my normal 21s, and being really nervous, I turned once, turned twice, started walking down the other way, and went right in the box going, well, somebody's supposed to come and fix me, right?
Right.
And that was not the right answer. It was just, hey, just keep going.
Okay.
And so it was a really great lesson of, you know, even when everything is going really bad, right? We had one Sentinel that doing the weapons inspection, the weapon came around and hit him in the head. In the weapons inspection, took his hat right off him, cut him in the head, and he had to just straighten back up and stand there. And they went all the way through, and then the guy that hit him in the head actually went and put his hat back on his head because he'd knocked it off his head, and so the guy got posted, and so he's walking up and down the mat now, bleeding down the side of his head, and he just kept going.
Just played right through. It's incredible. Now there are two things I want to ask you about that before we go on to the training issues, but had to take the opportunity to talk with you about this because it's neat stuff, and I've often wondered it. But back to the being human part of it.
Mm-hmm.
You have a bug story.
Yes.
A bug story.
Yes.
What, this could wind up being the greatest talk radio show story ever told. What about the bug story?
Okay, so I'm getting taken off. So there's coming on, and you're coming off. And as I was coming off, there had been a bee that had been circling around me for several minutes. Well, we get to the point in the guard change where I'm facing my other Sentinel, and the bee has now decided to land on my glasses, and he's now crawled under my glasses, so he's in between my eye and my glasses.
Ugh.
And we're going through, and as this happens, the bee decides to crawl down my face and onto my lips. And so I have the bee now sitting on my lips, and I have to get to the point where it's time for me to there's a verbalization that I have to give to pass on my orders. It's you say post and orders remain as directed. And when I got to that point, I had to do something to get rid of the bee. So I smushed it with my lips, spit it out, and the whole crowd was just like, oh, like they just stopped. Pass on your post and orders remain as directed. And there was just silence from the sentinel across me, just looking at me like, you smashed a bee on your lips. Orders acknowledged, finally, and we
did
moved
it sting?
On. Did no, it didn't. I was really lucky. But I would have had to just stay there if it did.
That's absolutely incredible. So it was noticed by the crowd.
Yeah, the crowd saw it too.
Okay, I guess my next one is, and this is true. I've been there many times. I don't think I really 100% of the time I've seen you guys call somebody out that's being disrespectful, mm-hmm. talking gets too loud, or whatever the case may be. And you never do pinpoint exactly who it is. Maybe you don't know exactly. Maybe sometimes you do know exactly who it is. Mm-hmm. But you don't point to them directly, but you turn and talk to the crowd. And you basically yell at them.
Yes.
Is what you do. Mm-hmm. Do you have a name? What's that called when you have to do that?
It's been a while since I've thought of that one. It's in essence, like you're right, it's like a call out. It's basically a quieting the crowd.
And what exactly do you say?
You will remain silent and respectful.
Okay. And you hear a pin drop.
Yeah, instantaneously.
Instantly hear a pin drop there. It doesn't matter whether you're standing off to the side or whether you're up on the steps or in the, you know, watching from wherever you are, even along the rail. And it always seems like the kid who said something to their mom, even the kid, no matter how small they are, gets it.
Yes.
Okay, because this is a place where you show incredible respect. So anyway, man, I got to shake your paw. It's really neat talking to you about that stuff. I've never had an opportunity to talk to you.
Thank you.
And I'm pretty sure I've probably watched you and been fascinated by how you do it, and it truly is fascinating. All right, we're going to talk some fun training stuff with you. Now, Sealed Mindset, Larry is the founder, Larry Yatch. Mm-hmm. Of course, he always said former Navy SEAL. I said, no, you're a former, retired Navy SEAL, but maybe former.
Yeah, medically
former,
retired.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're not former. You're always a Navy SEAL. And Larry got out and he started Sealed Mindset here in Minnesota. He did some work with Range Systems. I know that. Range Systems now owns?
That's correct.
This. What's Larry doing? I did talk to him. I know the answers to these questions, but I want the listeners to hear. What is he doing now? He's doing something on the corporate side, right?
Yes. So what he's trying to do is take principles of leadership and management that you find on SEAL teams and bring it to the corporate world. And it's a company called Sealed Mindset Leaders.
Okay. Nothing to do with firearm training at
Nothing
this point.
At all.
Okay. So Sealed Mindset firearms training lives on now.
Yes.
How?
Well, primarily through what I've been doing. I've been working with Larry in the Sealed Mindset training realm for almost a decade. Mm-hmm. And we've trained, you know, thousands of people. We've produced a lot of good training DVDs. We still run classes regularly. So,
all right, we got 30 seconds before we take a break, so I'll just close it out with this, and we'll get into some of the nuts and bolts of what you teach. But I've trained with Larry on more than one occasion. I've taken his rifle, I've taken his pistol, and had a lot of fun with it. And I've had an opportunity to work with him one-on-one, mm-hmm. and it is really good stuff. So I'm looking forward to hearing what you're doing, because you're probably expanding on
yes.
what started with Sealed Mindset back in the beginning, right?
Mm-hmm. Very much so.
Okay, we'll talk a little bit about that. And you've got some DVDs here. I want to go through some of these and find out how you guys can help concealed carry permit holders, those of us who choose to live an armed lifestyle. Fair enough?
Very good.
Great deal. When we come back, Bo Dobosinski. Really fascinating conversation. I hope you're enjoying it. I certainly am. Armed American Radio live from the Minnesota State Fair. They're cruising around on those things up there in those chairs, and it's really chilly out, but they're still here. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
That guy sounds familiar. Welcome back to the Minnesota State Fairgrounds here at AM 1280, the Patriot booth, the Crossbreed Holster studio booth. We are, just winding down here. It's been a great 3 hours with you. And prior to that, I joined Gino and the Count on their cigar show. We have a great time with those guys. AM 1280, the Patriot, Minnesota State Fair, every year, love it. About 6 or 7 years, we lost count. About six, I'll just say safe and say 6 years. Welcome back. I'm talking with Bo Dobosinski. Bo, we've got also Bill Cannon down in Texas. You know what? Let's go to Bill first, okay? He's down there in Houston right now, and they're suffering through a tremendous amount of damage. We're going to get a report from him. Texas Bill, how you doing down there, my friend?
Well, we're keeping our heads up and our spirits high. It's a little ugly down here, but lots of water, but everyone's got their spirits up, and we're going to pull together and get through this thing.
Richmond, Texas, correct? Where is that outside of Houston? How far from downtown? Give us a general area.
28 miles from downtown Houston, west side.
You guys experienced catastrophic flooding about a year and a half ago down there in your neck of the woods. You were very fortunate that your location did not flood. Is that river rising?
Yeah, the river's up, and they're projecting 4 feet higher water than we had a year and a half ago. So
how close is that going to take it to you?
It could get a little ugly down here this time.
How close is that going to take it to the Texas Barbecue Rub facility in your place there and your family's?
That could put us under a couple of feet of water if it really happens.
All right. Well, listen, you guys just stay safe down there, and I know that you know that you have a lot going on and all that good stuff. So, hey, you want to stick around with us? We're having a really cool conversation here. I'd love for you to participate.
You bet.
All right, good deal. Now, if I understand if you have to go, I don't want to keep you because it's a bad situation, but I want you to hear some of this conversation. I'm talking with Bo Dobosinski. Bo, tell us again what you did.
I was a sentinel at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier in Arlington Cemetery.
All right, he's the guy, Texas Bill, that walked that Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, 63 feet.
Yep.
The composure, you guys, is just incredible, and you were telling us some great stories. We are going to get to training, but, you know, he keeps talking to me during the break about some of the – now he's telling ghost stories about what happened there. Now, Texas Bill, he told us that kind of like the refrigerator, does the light go out when you close the door? Of course it does. These guys actually walk 24/7 regardless of the weather. It doesn't make any difference. Lightning bolts dropping. You were telling a story about that. One get about blowing a guy off.
Yep.
But you said the ghost stories. You said there's ghost stories in there. Cool. And I'm on pins and needles. I want to hear one.
Oh, well, wow.
One of my favorite ones happened to a guy. He was posted at night in wintertime, and it gets a little cold sometimes, so you go in the box, and there's these heaters over the top of the head. Well, once you get in there and the heat's over the head and stuff like that, sometimes people can get a little drowsy. And he fell asleep. And while he fell asleep, all of a sudden he hears this snap of heels clicking in front of him. And he wakes up, and he can see these shoes, and he starts to work his way up the body, and it's somebody dressed in full blues. And he's going, oh, man, I'm about to get formally relieved for, you know, being asleep out here, which is a big no-no. And as he's going up, his eyes get up to the top of the body. The tomb sentinel in front of him has no head. And the headless tomb sentinel reaches out with a hand and kind of gives him the, you know, shaking, like, no, no, no finger, like, this is not good. And then the tomb sentinel backs out of the box with him and walks away and disappears. And so, of course, the guy is absolutely freaking out, calls downstairs. And every tomb sentinel looking at the medals on that particular ghost tomb sentinel's chest would know who that was. That's a tomb sentinel who was killed in Vietnam, and his grave is just a stone's throw from the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Another really great one was there was a guy out walking, and he turns and he looks, and there sitting at the tomb are three different guys, and they're sitting there playing a game of cards, and he's about to walk over there to tell them off when he can see on their name tapes that all it says on the name tape is unknown, and one of them looks at him and says, want us to shuffle you in? And the guy just like comes unglued and runs to go to the box and calls, and everything's gone by the time people get up there. But yeah, there've been times where chains go and start spinning, and people see people digging in the cemetery, but there's nothing there. It's
well, that part of Arlington, there's a tremendous amount of history there. Tremendous amount of history there.
Yes.
And you do hear, I mean, I've heard ghost stories about Arlington. They're infamous there. You can go and look them up and read them everywhere. But for you guys who are out there in the middle of the night like that, I would, you know, the superstitious part of it, I love that stuff. And here we are, you know, we're going to go back into talking training with him, Bill. And we come right back into the break. Some of the best radio is the radio you never get to hear. And you're telling these stories during the break. And I thought those were fascinating. But, man, you guys really have it going on. Bill, have you ever been there and seen the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier and watched those guys?
It is on my bucket list of places to go pretty soon.
Well, don't go in the middle of the night, okay? Not that you could anyway.
I don't know. I'm so impressed by you guys that are protecting the tomb and seeing pictures and YouTube videos and things. Unbelievable.
It really is something. And he's sitting right here with me. And I, you know, we wanted to talk about sealed mindset training, but we just kept going back to that because honestly, I think you are probably that you rank right there with the coolest guest we've ever had
again,
on the show.
Very kind of you.
That's really neat. All right, hey Bill, we're going to talk a little bit of a training with him. So kind of hang in there with us. Sealed mindset. If I've made a decision to live an armed concealed carry lifestyle, okay, and I come to you and I say, look, I'm intimidated, and I was one of those people years ago that I watched all the TV, the training, and all the, you know, man, it looked like, good heavens, I'm not trying to join a SWAT team here. I just want to learn how to shoot and defend myself in my car or when I'm out at the mall or something else. I finally got past that intimidation and began taking some training. Any intimidation from you guys? You guys welcome the newbies all the way
up to
advanced, right?
Yeah. We try to be as unintimidating as possible. We live by the motto of no ego. Which means it's not about me. It's not me coming and telling you do this because that's the way it's supposed to be done. We look to find answers. I will always give you the reasons why. And because I've had so much time to spend sitting and thinking and writing content like the videos that I've probably got five whys for everything. And so, no, it's the opposite of intimidating. Everybody has a great time, and we do little bits at a time. So it's not a bunch at once. And, you know, it might be a first couple of times before you ever step out in the range with us. Just go take your time. It doesn't have to go fast.
One of the things I found fascinating about training with Larry years ago, when he came down to Georgia, we ran an Armed American Radio sponsored sealed mindset training with Larry Yash. We had a class of about 15 people, I guess, in one of the classes that we were running, and it was interesting. Very little compared to, and I mean, I've shot 1,500 rounds in 2 days of training on concealed carry. You know, taking some of Rob Pincus's classes and the combat focus shooting. You'll go through 1,500 rounds out there.
Yes.
Larry will go through less than 400 rounds.
Oh yeah,
in a training program. Are you continuing that? That's a continuation.
We're very much the same.
Why the lower round count? Can I learn muscle memory? Can I pick up some of these things by shooting less?
Yes. One of the big things of the element of neural pathway development is this idea of perfect practice. So the idea that practice makes perfect isn't correct. It's really practice makes permanent. So your real goal is perfect practice for permanent perfection. And so by slowing down, really deeply analyzing every single thing that you're doing, every movement, every shot, every follow-up, all of those things that you do, you'll actually lay the neural pathway down deeper. And then the other element of it is as adults especially, we can only take in about 30 minutes of new information a day. And then it takes us like 8 hours of sleep to process it through a process called myelination, where we actually harden those neural pathways in our brain through the laying of on that sheath of myelin. And so to add a whole bunch on top of somebody when they're already stressed out from being out in the range and people are yelling and there's all kinds of stuff going on and sometimes really intimidating instructors, you just don't see the same kind of skill adaptation that we see by
retention.
Yeah, slower.
Is that a good descriptive retention?
Yes.
You're not able to retain some of that information because of some of those other factors going on around you?
Yes, it's really, really hard, you know, to retain that stuff. And also, too, the typical model is, you know, what we call large block, large volume instruction. So, like you said, you're going to go out, we're going to be out here for 8 hours, we're going to shoot 1,500 rounds, and then afterwards, you're going to take only a percentage of that, ballpark 30 minutes, and then you get to go practice whatever you can remember or retain on your own. Where Sealed Mindset says, hey, no, small block distributed. Do a little bit over a long period of time, and the end result is amazing. We have people that are just regular people doing draws and stuff that you'd see off special operations, guys. It's amazing. Mm-hmm.
All right, you've got a piece of equipment here. When we come back, it's just a little piece of plastic.
Mm-hmm.
But boy, it can really save your tail.
Yes, absolutely.
A little tiny piece of plastic can save your tail. A little tiny piece of plastic can teach you how to save your tail.
Yes.
And we're talking about clearing malfunctions, which is one of the more intimidating things in some of the other classes you'll get.
Mm-hmm.
How do you clear a malfunction? When we come back, I want to ask you about three different types of malfunctions and how this little tiny piece of plastic works.
Yes.
Bo Dovosinski. We'll be right back, right here, live from the Minnesota State Fair. Texas Bill Cannon down there in Houston is going to stick around with us, too, hopefully, and we'll be right back at the fairgrounds right after this. Don't go away.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
This is Armed American Radio. Now, back to the man defending your Second Amendment rights, Mark Walters.
All right, we're going to move very, very quickly in the remaining minutes that we have together here from the Minnesota State Fair. Let me start with this. Many of you understand that protecting yourself and your family is your responsibility. It's nobody else's. If you're ever forced to defend yourself, your wife, or your child, it's a decision that you will make on the spot. So picture that. The instant when you know the threat is real, your heart pounds knowing you have a split second to act. Many of us know what we would do and that we would act. If someone we loved was in danger, we'd protect them at all costs. But the aftermath is frightening, and it's something that would change our lives forever. Trust me, it will change your life. Now you need protection from the law, not the other way around. You need the protection from the law. Get self-defense insurance from the USCCA. They'll support you with 100% upfront coverage, criminal defense, civil defense, and bail funding. 24/7 critical response teams, local attorney coordination, and much, much more. Visit armedandresponsible.com for coverage starting at only $13 a month. We already know we will defend our loved ones. Now be prepared for the legal and financial battle that is sure to follow. Activate your membership today at armedandresponsible.com, and you'll also be entered to win a brand new gun. Love free stuff here. Go to armedandresponsible.com to check it out for yourself. Bo Dobosinski, you're sitting here with us at the fair. Love it. Let's go, if we would, back down and check with Texas Bill down in Houston. Texas Bill, how you doing, brother?
Well, everything's still good. Getting a lot of water, and it's quit raining right now, so that's a good thing. Maybe some of these bows and rivers will drain some water off before we get more.
Oh, man, we are thinking about you down there. Now, I know you're not barbecuing right now, and I know what you did for the first response. The reason I say that is when you guys had that catastrophic flooding a while back, not too long ago back, the water didn't quite lap up to where you were. It came very, very close, but inundated a lot of your friends and family and neighborhoods, and you were out there barbecuing while armed, feeding all the first responders, man. It was such a cool thing to do, and I've no doubt you're probably going to wind up doing that again here in the very near future, aren't you?
Yeah, it's looking like this is going to be even a bigger thing to take on, because we're going to be there's going to be first responders are unbelievable, and
They're going to be everywhere. They're all over the city right now, working their tails off, protecting the people of this city.
And there are more of them now.
It's going to be a huge undertaking.
Yeah, it definitely is, and it's going to last a lot longer. This stuff is catastrophic, it's historic, and it's epic. Bo, let me go back over to you real quick. We're going to cover a lot of ground here with you. I want to move back to a little bit. I want to talk about this little plastic piece real fast, okay? Clearing malfunctions is something that frustrates most all shooters, and it's tough to learn. We all have the tap, rack, and everything else inside. This little piece of plastic is just that. It's a little piece of plastic. What is it? It almost looks like a little anvil. If I want to paint the theater of the mind for you, it looks like a little anvil about an inch long, maybe three quarters of an inch in height. What does it do?
It's called a hard malfunction device. It goes inside of the magazine of Glock 9mm or 40 handguns. And what
Glock 9mm or 40.
Or 40.
Sure clear.
Okay. Yep. And it will induce a hard malfunction every time it's hit. Your tap rack ready won't work. You'll have to do the hard malfunction clearance.
Okay, give us an example.
So a hard malfunction clearance would be, example, like a double feed.
Right.
So if you have a double feed, you wouldn't, if you tapped and racked, the second round wouldn't come out. You'd just reinduce it or keep it in place. So in that case, you'd have to lock the slide to the rear, rip out the magazine, clear out the chamber, check and make sure that your magazine was reusable. If not, switch to another one, insert, re-rack the slide, and the firearm would back up and running.
All right. One of the points I want to make here, that why this is so important, and I've done these drills, and they can be frustrating, to say the least, and they're very frustrating in real life. The reason this is so vital is because if you're talking about a fight,
right,
you have got to know how to do this quickly or you could be dead.
Yes, it's unconscious application is the goal.
Which is why I go right back to what you're talking about. The retention is very, very important. So what this is going to do is going to give us that opportunity at our own speed and time. I'm guessing, because we haven't talked about this before, just being familiar with the processes.
Yes.
This will give me the opportunity in my own time to learn how to do this properly so that when the chips come down, I'm going to do it without even thinking about it.
Exactly. The idea is that this allows us to have the stimulus of that hard malfunction. That stimulus of the gun is no longer functioning and I must get it fixed. And so rather than the thing happening and we being surprised about it, instead we're used to it. We've seen it not once or twice, but we can see it hundreds and hundreds of times. And this gives us the opportunity now where it happens for real, it just gets fixed because that's the neural pathway that you've created.
Now you know what you're doing. All right, back to living an armed lifestyle. I want to go back to the newbie. I get a lot of emails in this respect. When a young mother makes a decision. Females are the fastest growing. Women are the fastest growing segment.
I know, it's great.
Isn't it great?
Yes.
Are you seeing that percentage reflected in your training too?
Yes, we're seeing an increase in females a lot.
The standard number we hear, Bill, you've heard this on the show before. We've talked about it, but you know, 30, they say 30% of new gun owners, Bill, are women. Does that surprise you?
No, it doesn't. Okay. And I'm happy to hear it.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, the number's bigger than that. Every single, and I mean every single gun shop owner I have spoken to over the last 2 years will tell me that's not true. It's 50% or higher. Are ladies, you seeing that reflected?
Yeah, ladies' nights are packed. I mean, they're just, whenever you see a ladies' event, they're just absolutely packed. It's really great.
A ladies' event? Oh,
yes.
No. You're not charging the $15 and not going to get sued, are you, for the civil rights like the guy down in
No. Okay. This is at other places. SM is flat for everybody.
Okay, good deal. Well, no, it is really good to see that they're seeking that training.
Yes.
And they're going above and beyond the, hey, shoot at the pie plate at 15 feet and thinking, well, I took my Florida permit class. I shot three rounds at a pie plate at 15 feet. I'm trained. No, you're not trained.
No, not even close.
Which is why in the state of Georgia, for example, we don't have mandated training to get our concealed weapons license or concealed, well, it is a concealed weapons license, not concealed handgun. We don't have that, and here's why. Because that's not training. When the state tells you you have to do X and then you're trained to get your permit, too many people, I fear, stop there.
Yes.
I've already taken my training. They're not even going to call you. In Georgia, the classes are packed. Packed. You remember when Larry came down and took the class or taught the class down with us. Those, I'm telling you, the best training you'll get, and there's women in these courses, there's men in these courses. You see all ages, you see all colors, you see all, if they're all reflected, don't pay attention to what you see in the news. How full are your classes right now?
We limit our classes out per time. So when we do a class, it's maxed out at 10. But, you know, we're pretty much at 10, 12 every time we run a class.
And
so,
what does that say to you? What does that mean when you see that? Because when you see all the crap on the news, no. Real life is what happens on the streets.
Right.
Okay? Real life is the black and white neighbors having a barbecue, not what you're seeing on the news and the garbage that you're seeing about monuments and all this other crap. Real life is people filling your classes,
right,
people of all walks of life.
Yeah, all kinds of different people from all over the spectrum. And the big thing that we're seeing is that people are really getting tired of standing there and punching holes in paper.
Yeah.
They want to go past that.
Well, it's a beautiful thing. Where can people find your stuff?
So they go to sealedmindsettraining.com or at sealedmindset on Facebook.
All right. Now, I'm going to ask you right now on live radio across the country on hundreds of radio stations. You are coming back, right?
I would love to.
Oh, thank you, man. We have so much to talk with you about.
I missed one thing. I apologize. It's sealedmindsettraining.com.
Sealedmindsettraining.com. And we'll continue to push that on the program for you.
Thank
it's really
you.
Good stuff. Can't wait to have you back on the program. Been a fascinating hour with you. One of the coolest guests we've ever had.
Thank you.
Let's talk real quick to Texas Bill. Texas Bill, we are thinking about you guys down there. We are pulling for you down there. I know you're going to be grilling while armed for all those first responders down there. And I'm just going to ask you right now, is there anything Armed American Radio or Armed American Radio listeners can do for you guys right now?
Yeah, you know, just keep us in your thoughts and prayers, and the people down here will band together. We're really good at doing that. It's going to be a long long recovery period for us.
Yeah, it is. No question.
Hey, you know,
Texas,
I don't know
Bill,
how many houses have been affected, but it's hundreds of thousands.
Oh, it is, and it's going to get worse. Well, thank you, Bill, for doing what I know you're going to do with first responders down there, and we're going to talk to you throughout the process. Thanks for calling in and jumping in while we're here at the fair. Bo, thank you. AWR Hawkins, Alan Gottlieb, 1280 AM The Patriot, General Lee Michaels, the Minnesota State Fair. See you next year here at the fair, but we're going to see you tomorrow on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I'll be flying home in time. Until then, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club, and see you on the radio.
Just build your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.